Today's daf is daf chof. We were holding in the middle of the sugya in the Mishnah, in which the Mishnah had introduced basically a machlokas between the Chachomim and Reb Eliezer, in which the shitas of the Chachomim and Reb Eliezer themselves weren't clear, and certainly the machlokas wasn't clear, because there were a lot of implications in the Mishnah that were contradictory. The Mishnah took a position about two extremes. Of a makatzelet, which you made l'shchiva b'davka, is mekabel tuma. And if you made it l'sichuch davka, then it's not mekabel tuma. It's a memela, you're able to be mesachich with it. The problem is, of course, that these are contradictory about the implications of what happens if you didn't make it specifically for one purpose or another. You made it stama. Furthermore, it specifies that that then is true about a makatzelet gedola. And the implications are that the Ketana is otherwise. So, I mean, obviously, first we have to establish what it's saying about the Gedolah. It's possible that maybe the Stira itself is to be defined by the difference between the Gedolah and the Ketana. Maybe. Reb Eliezer, on the other hand, says basically the same thing, except that he says it's true whether it's Ketana or Gedolah. And also, if it's L'shkiva, then it's mekabel tuma, meaning bedavka l'shkiva, and if it's l'sichuch, it's not mekabel tuma, meaning davka l'sichuch. Okay, so yesterday the Gemara points out that there's a contradiction. It doesn't seem to make any sense at all in what the Chachomim say. And the first response, Rava's response, was to say that maybe the way to read it is that the first part indeed is referring to the davka, the gedela, and the difference is between the gedela and the Ketana. So in other words, what the Mishnah means to say is beginning. Makatzelet kanim gedola. So over there the din is that you have to make it bedavka, since it's so large, bedavka l'shchiva, because otherwise it isn't aimed l'shchiva. But the implications are that the Ketana, that's the next piece, that in Afinami, the Ketana, if you make a Ketana, which is normally made for l'shchiva, if you make it bedavka l'sichuch, so then it would be okay. Okay, the Gemara asks, of course, the obvious question on that, because Reb Eliezer then goes in and says that it's true whether it's Gedola or Ketana, and he has exactly the same contradiction in his words. He says exactly the same thing. All he does is add in the word Achas Gedola v'Achas Ketana, which means that to read the Reisha in a way that it's making the difference between the Ketana, the Gedola in the first section, and the Ketana in the second section, seems ridiculous. I mean, it certainly is not what Reb Eliezer means. So therefore, Rava came out, this was the last thing we learned yesterday, Rava comes out to say that the pshat is that the gedela, definitely there's no machlokes, a gedela, because it's big, it must be meant for roofing. And therefore, the only machlokes between Reb Eliezer and the Tanakama was in terms of the ketana. That the Tanakama is basically going l'chumra. The Tanakama is saying only the Gedela is something that is royal l'sifuch min hastam. And Reb Eliezer is coming to say that even a Ketana is also, l'hakel is also kosher l'sifuch. How does he read this into the Mishnah? So he reads the Mishnah like this. Machatzelet kanim gedola. Let's start now from the top of Chof Amid Aleph, which is where today's daf is. Ochikoma. Machatzelet kanim gedola. The din is also ala shchiva mekabelet tuma. Only if you specifically make it for shchiva is it mekabel tuma vein misachim ba. So time it also ala shchiva. What's the continuation that says asala sichuch? The continuation is meant as any other case. In other words, hostama. In any other case, but a case where it was made specifically l'shchiva, it's as if it was nasa l'sichuch, and therefore misachim ba. That's how to read the first part of the Mishnah. As far as Reb Eliezer, ata Reb Eliezer l'mima, Reb Eliezer comes along to say and said, you're saying that only about a makatzelet, which is gedola. And I'm saying, achat ktana v'achat gedola, I'm saying exactly the same thing. Min hastam, it's always kosher l'sichuch. Unless you make it bedavka to sit on, which makes it mekabel tuma, and then it's not kosher l'sichuch, it would always be kosher l'sichuch. This is how Rava understands that Mishnah. Omar le'abaya, so Abaya, tied it to Rava, that doesn't fit into the Mishnah at all. First of all, If that were the case, so then why would Rebbe Eliezer say achat ktana v'achat gdola? He should say achat gdola v'achat ktana. If Rebbe Eliezer is trying to say, no, it's not only, I agree with you about what you're saying, the gdola, but not only a gdola, it's true also about a ktana. So say it. Don't say, well, it's true about a ktana and also about a gdola. The given was the gdola. So you have it backwards. So Yachi Rebbe Eliezer omar achat ktana v'achat gdola. Achat gdola v'achat ktana miboyle. What he should have said is not only the gedola, as you say, is stam l'sicha, even a ketana is stam l'sicha, which he said, whether it's gedola or a ketana, it's l'sicha. Instead, he says whether it's a ketana or a gedola. So those words don't make any sense. Furthermore, it happens to be Rava that you're wrong completely. But forget about the words, because I can bring you a raya from a braita that Rebbe Eliezer is not coming to be makil and to say that even a ketana is kosher. Unless it's bedafka made for shchiva, but on the contrary, he's saying that even a gedola is possible unless it's made l'sichuch. And I'll show you this from a brayta. Va'od ki pligi b'gedola l'depligi. In fact, the machlokas is about a machatzelet gedola, not about a machatzelet ktana. And indeed, Rebbe Eliezer is coming to be machmir to say that a stam gedola is not kosher because it's l'shchiva. And here's the proof. It says in the brayta as follows: the Tanya. Machatzelet hakanim bigdola mesachachin ba. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, no, not true. Imena mekabelet tuma mesachachin ba. If you have a specific case where you know that this machatzelet gdola will not be mekabel tuma, why will it not be mekabel tuma? Because you manufactured it l'sichuch, and therefore will not be mekabel tuma. Then you can be mesachachin ba. So clearly Rebbe Eliezer is being machmer, he's not being mekabel. The Chachamim were ready to say under any circumstances, Misachachin ba, unless Bedafka you made it to Shkiva. Rebbe Eliezer saying, oh, no. Under no circumstances except one where you Bedafka made it to Sichon. So it's the exact opposite of Rava's view of the Mishnah, that's for sure. So let's go back to the drawing boards now and try to figure out how to read this into the Mishnah properly. Ela Amar Papa, we have to conclude as follows. Indeed, the meaning of the Mishnah is precisely what we thought, that the ketana, everybody's ready to agree, that a ketana min hastam is made for people to sit on. Ki pligi bigdola, the machlokis in our Mishnah is referring to the gdola, tanakama sova stam gdola misiko. So therefore, exactly as we said originally in the Mishnah, we read the Mishnah, machatzelet kanim gdola, but under any other circumstances, it would not be mekabelatuma. Now, if it were anything but a machatzelet kanim gdola, so then lesichuch mesachachin ba, just as we thought originally. So that we open up the Mishnah with the words gdola, and then we put in the words, but if it were not gdola, if it were ketana, then click back into the Mishnah, l'sichuch, then if you made it beferish, l'sichuch b'sachachin ba, but indeed a ketana, min hastam, the din would be that it would be l'shchiva, and therefore would not be ru'uya for sichuch. Comes along Rebbe Eliezer to say, no, that's true about a gedola as well. Under no circumstances, if you made it stam, would it be kosher. So Rebbe Eliezer, sovar stam gedola, nami l'shchiva, and the words of Rebbe Eliezer in the Mishnah that say, achat ketana v'achat gedola asa'a l'shchiva, means, is, by definition, asa'a l'shchiva. That's what it means, not if you made it l'shchiva. So the way to read it is, maya asa'a l'shchiva dekomar, hochi komar. Stam asiyata is always assumed to be l'shchiva, unless you did it specifically ad avid l'sichu. So we're accepting our very first pre-Rava explanation in the Mishnah, and now we're adjusting it to read in for Rebbe Eliezer the opposite of the way Rava read it, and to say that Rebbe Eliezer is being machmir on any case, unless one in which you had specific intention at the time of manufacture to make it for sichuch. Okay. By the way, there is a question in the Rishonim about, you asked yesterday about if the manufacturer is stam and the purchaser's das, whether lamaisa goes according to the individual purchaser or it goes according to the norm of the usage in that particular area. we'll see now throughout the sugya that we refer to places. And because of that, some of the Rishonim suggest that a stam machatzelet is defined really by its normative use in its place. But we'll see, because it's not so partial. The Gemara is using the names of places for reference to different types, really, of machatzelot, as we'll see. I'm so sorry that Sabra Josh isn't here, because yesterday after the shir, he told us over a whole story that actually happened to him on the east side, and that he was going to... It was a very cute story. He had made this big sukkah on the east side, and then he used what they just started using, those machatzelot at the time. And a lot of people came in and made a big tumult about it, and they said that Tzela Merov doesn't sit under this, and it's not a kosher sukkah, and they're screaming and so on. So he goes with a group of people. They all march over to Rabbi Moshe Feinstein's house, who was right there, of course, and right there on the east side. And he brought one along with him. He took one off, and he actually brought it to Rabbi Moshe to show him. And he shows Rabbi Moshe, and he says, this is what I made my sukkah out of. And the other people are screaming that Tzela Merov won't sit on another name, I forgot who he told me, Osborne Sivan. So Rabbi Moshe picked up the phone and phoned both those people who wouldn't sit under it on the time to hear their reasoning. Right? They're very interesting. One wouldn't sit on it because it's new. you don't sit on the things that are new. Okay, fine. The other, the Tzela Merov had a svara that since it was tied together with strings, so the strings are makabel tumma. So man, it's maimed, it's a maimed of a makabel tumma. Okay, fine. So Rav Moshe sat down, took a piece of paper, wrote him out a tshuva as to why he is allowed to use this for his sukkah, and he has it in his house. He's got this tshuva. So unfortunately, he left. Yeah, I wanted him to bring it in this morning. It would have been perfect show and tell, you know. You can't get a more perfect thing for this daf. A dafka today, he had to go away. Chaval. Anyway, it was beautiful. So this is the story that we're at. We're at Mamish at this sugis. Tana Rabbanan. Machatzelet shel shifa v'shel geni. Gidola misachachim ba, kitana ein misachachim ba. Shel kanim v'shel chilat. Now, we have to recognize that we didn't really explain very, very much precisely what type of materials we've been talking about. The Mishnah spoke about a case of machatzelet kanim. The pashtut machatzelet kanim is pretty thick material. It's kanim, generally cane anyway, even if it's soft cane, is pretty thick. The other cases that we talk over here, gemi, shifa, which are more stringy like growths, cellulose growths, which can be actually made into sort of a like we use for placemats, those nice oriental style placemats. Those are pretty smooth, small, and actually easy to sit on. They're not uncomfortable. There's also It's a tiniest today.
This happened last year too. I don't know if you remember. I remember the same thing happened last year, the same day.
That's fine. I thought you were
drinking. Erev Rosh Hashanah is a minute to be misanah.
Really?
Sure. Most people are not mashalim the tiniest.
Whoops. I know there's a, but I know we'll never get to say this.
Sorry.
You know, I said saw for a gentleman that it's Mahapra one shlish or
one third isn't bad. We could do 3 days, actually, half a day. That would be well worth it. I mean, if you're not, by all means, enjoy, you know. I wish I could participate.
I was thinking about it. I thought it's not people don't know it because I'm not going to go here.
They're not knowing it?
No.
Okay. I know it's brought in the Tukhachinsky, it's brought. That it is the Minag in Yerushalayim.
Women and men.
To fast?
Yes.
You fast today?
That's the, I don't know. That's, I mean, he brings his minig of Shalayim, I would say. Otherwise, it's my personal minig. But
you had it before?
Sure, of course. I don't know. It seems, look, it's... Anyway, I don't want to tell people I mean enjoy Gizentregos. So we haven't really defined... We haven't really defined the materials. Furthermore, there's another interesting point, which is almost a play on words. The word Gimel Dalid Lamed has two meanings. It means big, and it means braided. So as Gidola, it would mean a big machatzelet. As gedulah, it would mean a braided machatzelet, which is a little confusing. A gedulah, as opposed to a oreget, which is smooth, and a weave, right? The braided kinds are very thick, very uncomfortable. See, here the Gemara is going to start making chilukim between various materials and between the mode of making of the machatzelet, whether it's a braid or whether it was an ariga. So where you're dealing with woven. So where you're dealing with shifa or gummy, these things are soft. So they're gedola, as we said, if it's large, misachachimba, kitana in misachachimba, the assumption being that it's royal shiva and therefore makabel tuma. Shelkanim v'shelchilat, which are thick, and also when they're, I mean, because they're thick, they don't exactly weave very well. So here the word is gedula misachachimba, aruga in misachachimba, not to be confused with gedola. Nothing to do with the size, it has to do with how it's made. So if it was made as a braid, nobody could sit down on that thing. It just hurts too much. So therefore, it's definitely made for purposes of covering, not for purposes of sitting on, therefore it won't be makabel tuma. But if it's aruga, you try to smooth it out and make it comfy, so then ein misachachin ba. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Mishum Aviv. Here he quotes Rabbi Yossi as saying, achat zo v'achat zo misachachin ba, that either of them are kosher for sichuch, and because basically none of them are meant. Question whether he's referring to katana or gedola on both of them. And Rashi and Tosfos learned it's katana, which means, according to, so sometimes that means that he's chaylik in the stam katana of our Mishnah by saying even a katana is kosher. Others are mechalik in the materials, and he's talking about tougher materials. That's why it's kosher, but he would be mad. So Tosfos Rid makes that chaylik. Again, it's not clear whether we're talking about, but in the Rambam it's clear he was only referring to gedola. Rashi and Tosfos hold he's referring even to katana. And then there's a machlokas, whether that means that we're chelik on the Mishnah or not, or the Mishnah is referring to softer materials, he's referring to harder materials. So, again, there's a lot of variables here. So far, the variables are the size, the intent, the type of material, and the type of construction. So we have four variables so far. Right, but it's the type of construction, mean braided or woven.
How did Rabbi translate chilat?
Don't know. I don't really know what the materials are. I just know that they're, you know, whether they're grosser or thinner. So, Aruga in Mesachimba. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Rabbi Shum Aviv, Achat Zo V'Achat Zo Mesachimba, V'chein Haya Rabbi Dosa, Omer Kedvorav, that in these things there's no problem. You can always use them for Sichuch. Now, the question is like this. We know that there is a Mishnah in Idios, in which it says, "Kol hachotzalot mitamim tamei meiti v'Rebbe Deisa." This is very strange. Rebbe Deisa just got finished saying that you can use a machatzelet for schach, right? And yet, in the Mishnah, Rebbe Deisa says that chotzalot. And it's not 100% clear that chotzalot or machatzelet. And we'll have to see, but that chotzalot or mekabel tumas meis, which is very strange, because these things are all types of woods. They're woody materials. Woody materials are not makabel tuma unless they have a base kibul. The only type of tuma that they'll be makabel is tumas midras, because they're meant for shchiva, they're meant for sitting on. Once they're makabel tumas midras, then we have a klal. If they're makabel tumas midras, then they're already makabel tumas meis as well, because they're kli in respect to tumas midras. But to just come along and say that a chotzelet is mekabel only tumas meis on the surface seems outrageous, if it means really machzelet. But that's what Rabbi Dosa seems to be saying. And of course, if Rabbi Dosa says that, then he just contradicted himself. Because if they're mekabel tumas meis, there's no way you can use them for your sukkah. So something is weird. The chachamim say, no. It's not tumas meis, it's tumas midras. What do you mean it's not tumas meis, it's tumas midras? You can't mean that. Midras in tamei meis lo. I mean, the general rule is, I thought, va'anan tanan. It's a fairish mission that says kol hamitamei midras mitamei tamei meis. By definition, if it's mekabel tumas midras, it's mekabel tumas meis. They don't mean They mean af nidras. Why should you refer to chotzalot as being metame tumas meis and not midras? Adarabba, they're metame tumas midras. And obviously, since they're metame tumas midras, they're metame tumas meis. Now let's define what the word chotzalot means. Because that, of course, it may be something different than a machatzalot. When you say chotzalot, you're referring to what? My chotzalot. Om rav avdini bar hamduri, they're marzuvlis. Now, that's a big help. What are marzuvlis? My marzuvlis. Om rababa, they're mezablis. That's a big help. Now, a mezabli is actually is a kli, because a mezabli is a, it's true that it's made out of a weave like a mat, but it clicks together. They use it, you can use it as a backpack, and then, if you're a shepherd, you open it up and use it as a pillow. So then it's more than just a regular machatzalot.
Like Zachanekeva clicks together?
Yeah, well, whatever. It holds together. But it's used already. It has a Beit Kibul. It's not just right, yeah. I mean, it's natural Velcro, you know. So that's why, maybe that's why he was saying that such a thing would be Mekabel Tuma. But, I mean, certainly not just the plain, old-fashioned mat. It's not going to be Mekabel Tumas Meis if it's not Mekabel Tumas Midras. Whereas Reb Shimon ben Lucky says, no, believe it or not, it's referring to a plain, old-fashioned machatzelot. Machatzelot mamash. Now you'll say, how could I possibly say that a machatzelot mamash should be something that would be Mekabel Tuma, Libet Reb Dosa, only Tumas Meis, if it's not Mekabel Tumas Midras? Oh, this is Reish Lakish L'Ta'ame. This is Reish Lakish's Shita, in which he once quoted, Yom Reish Lakish, Hareni Kaparat Rebbe Chia Ubanav. Look, I'm about to say something over from Rebbe Chia. And in the same way that a person says such thing about a parent that dies within the first year of the his disease. So he says, Hareni Kaparat Mishkavo, to give over a sense of how much I owe him. So it's a lotion of covet. If a parent dies, then a child during the first 12 months, when mentioning the parent's name, doesn't say Zichrono Levracha. He says, Areni Kaparat Mishkavo. The Yisur, whatever I suffer, should be a kapara for him. So it's just a derech of kovod in which a person is saying, I stand in his place, I'm willing to, you know, I that's how much I respect him. So here, in quoting Rabbi Chia, he wanted to give over the Shevach Rabbi Chia Ubanav. The Amar Rabbi Reish Lakish. You know, the first time we had a national disaster with the whole thing of Bavel and all the Chachamim were lost and all of the tumult of the Galut. So Ezra came up from Bavel and he came and he was Miyaseid Torah again and made everything Mesudar and so on so that we would once again be learning properly. Chazrav Nishtakha. Afterwards, when once again there was a problem in remembering the Torah and learning it properly, this was in the days of B'nai B'Tera, where there were a lot of halachas that weren't clear, comes along Hillel HaBavli, again from Bava, and was Miyaseh Torah. In later generations, even though Rebbe Ubanav were around, there were halachas that were forgotten, and Chazrav Nishtakha, Rebbe Chia Ubanav came, and they were Miyaseh. The Ritva said this was the only halacha that they were Miyaseh. But that even one halacha that a person is miyaseh is as if he was ma'asir kolat Torah kula. Okay, that's issue. And what did they say? Now I will quote them. Says Reish Lakish, "V'chein amar Rabbi Chia ubanav lo nechleku Rabbi Dosi v'chachomim." Look, this machlokis over here was not in reference to the normal machatzalot of Usha. Machatzalot of Usha are definitely Tmeot Midras, everybody is Moda, because that's all they're used for. They're used only for lying on. Furthermore, they weren't having a machlokis about the machatzalot of Tveria. Machatzalot of Tveria were made out of very thick materials, they were extremely uncomfortable, and they were definitely not Mekabel Tuma, so nobody would lie on that. So there, for sure, Ama Nechleku Al Shar Mikomot. They were arguing about those that were the middle type of machatzalot. Mar Savar Kivin Deleka Diati Velayo Kitzver. Yadanya? One man, the Omar, holds that since Lamaisa, this is this is the shita that they would only be tamei meis or deisa, but we'll see. He's not explaining it why they're tamei meis. But since people don't lie on them, because they're still hard, they have the same din as the Tveria type makatzera. That even though they're not miyuchet for shiva, but people will sit down on them if there's a dirty rock or something, or put it down, sit on the rock. So they're like usha. Okay, but you're still not explaining anything to me. Let me get back to the problem. Can I just point out that this is a contradiction we just had in the Brayta of Atanya? It says, we just had an Amud Aleph. Rabbi Dosa was motor to Rabbi Yossi that you can use any type of makatzelet for tzchak. Now, how the heck can you use it for tzchak if it's betame tame mace? What's going on? Lokasha, obviously Rabbi Dosa doesn't mean that a flat makatzelet is betame tame mace. How could a flat thing be metame tame mace if it's made out of wood? How do you eat like a danfa? Or do let like a danfa? It's talking about if it has a rim. If a makatzelet has a rim, a thin rim, then already I understand that it's used for balancing things in. You put perot in it, whatever. So then I understand it's more like a serving than that it has a base kibble. That rim gives it a din of a base kibble. But if it doesn't have a gadanfa, that's what he's referring to. It doesn't have a gadanfa. So then it's a straight out flat thing. And the male, if it's a straight out flat thing, so then you would in fact be able to use it for sichel, because it's not meant for sitting on. If it's not meant for sitting on, it's not a kabbal tumas midras. If it doesn't have a gadanfa, it's not a kli to be matami tumas meis. Therefore, there should be no problem at all. Okay. Mace. Chotzalot shel sha'am, v'shel gemi, v'shel sak, v'shel sapira, metame tame mace, divi rabbi deisa. Now here we have a list of other materials. These are very soft materials. So sha'am is basically like a canoe bark kind of thing.
It's a cork.
It's a bark, a cork, yeah, same type of thing. Today we use it but at the time it meant, you know, like a thin bark. Gemi, sak is made out of goat hair. Safira, that's a nice one. That's made out of horse hair. So either from the tail or from the neck of the horse. And these things can make nice. I mean, they don't have a din of a beged because the Torah doesn't include these in materials. There's a din of a kli, right? So they're metami to meis divi rabbi dosa v'chachamim omrim. They're even metami to mesmidris. Now, can we go back now and try to understand this in light of the way you were explaining it before? So bishleim leman diyamar marzuvli. If you tell me that what we're talking about, we're not real makatzalot, you're talking about marzuvli, I understand why they're makabot to meis. So sha'am, gemi, it's true that those are sort of thick materials, and I'm sure you're wondering of what use they are, even as a marzuvli. But they're still chazal akin to the peri. I mean, they're not that thick that an apple's going to fall through the holes in the weave, right? So if I want to open this thing up and set it down on a table and make a fruit platter, can I make a fruit platter in it? Of course I can. I'll put peaches and apples and so on. It'll all be sitting on top of this thing, and that's fine. Sak and safira, I mean, that for sure. I mean, that's almost chazilaguke vitzani. I can make an actual sack out of that. I can make an actual basket out of that. That's for sure. That'll hold even small things. But if you're talking about machatzalot are just flat. They don't have anything. So if you're talking about machatzalot, I understand why he would say that sak and safira, they're usable. What are they usable on? You could use those things either as essentially vilonot, as a curtain to stop the sun. Now, lemaisa, that shouldn't be makabel tumi either. Except, as Tosfos points out, the Gemara in Beitzer, that was talking about kilayim, says that the reason that we're metame vilon is because oftentimes you have a workman in a house in which he's standing there and he's about to serve, but he's got a half an hour to stand up against the window waiting for you to finish, and he's the butler. Mm-hmm. He leans against it and warms himself with it, so mm-hmm. It becomes like a baguette. Okay, so maybe that's the meaning over here. Napfasa, we can actually use it for to sift flour. There's very thin holes, so we'll put flour through it.
So what is it? Some...
It's a napfasa, is a napa. Because over here, you're using horse hairs, so you have a thin napa. It even has a B'nai Brak number 3 on it. But Sha'am and Gemi, I mean, that's a big, gigantic holes in them. And they're hard. And what are they good for? Lamai Chazu. I don't understand what exactly you're going to use them for, Bechlal. Do they serve any purpose? Well, yes, I mean, the Chozel and Aziyata. Again, you could use them again for the large pieces to hold. Or others say the opposite. Ikedam Rebishlem Ilamandi Yomar Machatzalot Mamash. If you're going to tell me that they were flat out pieces, so then I understand that Shosham Shalgemi is Chozel and Aziyata. Sakva Sapira is Chozel Parsiv and Apfata. But if they're Marzuvli, now what are they good for? If they're made out of thin materials like sack and sapira, then I can use them as sacks, because they're made like sacks. So chazilu guki vitzani. But if they're talking about sham v'gemi, what exactly is going to be done with sham v'gemi? Sham v'gemi can be used. You should know there's some problem about the nazayata, which is a little bit of a problem that Tosis points out. Rashi learns that nazayata means a cover. A cover of a pot. Let's say you have a large pot, and you don't have something that fits right over it. So what you do is you take one of these, you want to keep the flies out, so you take a covering that's made out of this machatzelet, and you just put it flat down on top of the pot. Right. The problem is it does...
Not specifically for filters of meat?
No. Not specifically. You use them to cover the gigit. If you would be using them as a filter, so there would be no problem, right? But if it's just for a kisui... Then we run into a problem. So this is the... Yeah, because lamaisa, they shouldn't be makabel tuma because they're hukish lasak, they don't have any base kibul. They're not being used as a filter, which is they're not used as napfata. So what are they good for? Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's pshat, that they're just there lachasot. If they're just there lachasot behen agigit, so then why should they be makabel tuma bichlal? So Tosfos says maybe the way he's learning is that they also will hold things. In other words, once you put them on top, so then already they bend into the beer barrel, and at that point you could put on top of it your kalim for dispensing the beer and so on. If we learn that nazyata means, in fact, a beer filter, so the nazyata is the beer barrel that is now needs to be poured, and I pour it through this, then it's the same thing as the napfata, then there's no problem. Then already it's a kli as an instrument to hold the garbage on its way out. Right. Right. I don't know. We'll stick with this. So machatzos chozil lenaziata shasakr sapir chozil leparse even afasa. But if you're going to tell me it's a marzuvli, which the shepherd uses, I understand that sak and the sapira is usable because it's thin weave and therefore basically can hold things. So it could be good as a gulki as a sack, a tzani as a basket, but whatever. It's large. It's thin enough for me to carry things in. And a shosham v'shel gemi. There's nothing you can put in there. It's full of holes. Well, how would anybody use that? Lamai chazu. And then we answer chazu l'kin to the peri. So you use it to serve peirotan if you want. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Chananya, kishiyaradati l'gola, when I went, this is Chananya, the Ben Achi Rabbi Yoshua, where we had the story that he needed to be ma'abar shanim, we had back in Brochus. So he had to go to the gola. It was a gezeira. They did the Yibur Shonim in the Golan. So anyway, I found somebody there, and it was a Zakin Echad, and he claimed that Misachachim B'budya. Now, a Budya is a Machatzelet, but it's normally the word Budya is used for a Machatzelet on which one puts the tamarim, the dried tamarim on it, in which case it sounds as if it's a container. When I came to Rabbi Yoshua, and he's always called Ben Achi Rabbi Yoshua, so my uncle Rabbi Yoshua, he said he was right. So Rav Chisda explains v'huda let legadanfa. The reason that we call budyas budyas, says Stosva says, is only where it does have a gadanfa, because that's when we use it for the tamarim. Otherwise, we wouldn't be using it for tamarim because they just roll off. If it has a gadanfa, then obviously it's not roy for sichuch, because then it would be makabel tumas meistu. Omer hula. Hani budita the name of chuzah. You know the things they use here. Everybody uses it for dates. If it wouldn't be for that kir, the kir is the gadanfa. Wouldn't be for that little wall around the edge, then we could have used it for sichuch. Because nobody sits on it. So the only question is whether it's used as a kli. The only thing that makes it a kli is the gadanfa. So lemaisa, if anybody sells you that kind of stuff without the kir, without the gadanfa, then it would be kosher. However, let's not think that this means that if you cut off the gadanfa, now it's kosher, because then it becomes shivrei kelim. Because once it was already yorei to be makabel tumas, and never kli, then we get into the gzeir that we had before. So you can't just take one and cut it off. The things that we use today are made specifically for sichuch bichlal to avoid any of these problems, and that way they don't even have the starting in a machatzelet. So no question, stam materials got all. The purpose was specifically for sichuch.
It was made for a fence.
A fence would also be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So make them common.
They're
common. No,
yes. Yeah. They're common.
If they're tied with things like string that.
Also, Enochiyami, the Machmirim tie them with things that are definitely not Makabel Tumah, which is why they fall apart in 2 years.
And if you used this target, that kind of.
You know, they used to sell them with, actually, they had, back in the bad old days, they had they had wire.
Wire, yeah.
Yeah, that's a real problem.
Is it a problem?
Yeah, because if the wire is what keeps it together, so then if you hold that, even a Maimid, that's a Makabel Tumah, where it's not, we'll see. We're coming up the next parak. There's ma'amidim in the whole sukkah is mumad on the davar makabel tumah. That seems to be that already is a machlokas tanoim. But a ma'amid like this, we're just keeping the sichuch in one place. Those are machmir because you shouldn't use it. And there, according to that, there's a machlokas about whether string is makabel tumah. Right. So the question is. Whether it's considered to be a tviya that's makabel tumah from those materials. If it would be makabel tumah, you have a problem on that too. That's why they use these unwoven strands of like wood to keep them together, and they don't last very long. That's right. Okay. I mean, lemaisa, many of the types that are sold would hold together without it. It's more just a convenience to carry them rather than to actually support them on the sukkah. In which case, it wouldn't even be a problem of a maimit. Because you certainly have a rove of the dvorim that are not makabel tumah.
Tie these things to the sukkah. Right. It becomes really a maimit. Strings hanging out from the mat to tie it to the.
If it would be maimit anyway in a ruach mitzuya, so then you don't need it as a maimit either.
But doesn't it just ruin the one that it's tied to, not the whole mat?
Yeah, even if it would. If you're tying it down to support the whole mat, then the whole mat is being supported. Well, I'm not sure.
But this actual tie at the end, just to hold it down.
So Mamanavshach, if it holds down the mat, then the mat is needs a double kabel tumah. If you don't need it, so the piece that it's tied to also doesn't need it. See, l'chora, these things basically stand in a ruach mitzuya, the sukkah, I think, in most places. Huh? Yeah, they're quite heavy. Right. So therefore, Tanya Amihachi, Mesachachim bebudya, ve'im yesh lehem kir, ein mesachachim behem. So if they have the gadanfa, then already they become roi l'kabel tumah, we're not mesachach. Hadron alach sukkah,
v'lin eder. Fangt on der heilige Pere.
Hayashem tachat hamita besukah. So we finished discussing the essential parameters, really, of a sukkah. What defines the sukkah? What defines the sichuch? What defines the tfanais? And now we get into circumstances where you made your sukkah in a strange place, a strange way, or you're in your sukkah in a strange way. This is this parak. So, hayoshen tachat habita b'sukkah. You're now inside of your sukkah, but you're sleeping under the bed. Lo yatza yedecho vato. You're not yotze. Omar Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda said, what do you mean you're not yotze? No, again, ayinu, we always used to do that. Shayiru yeshenim tachat hamita b'fnei hazkenim v'lo amru lanu davar. Nobody ever said anything to us. We would go to the sukkah where all the rashivas were sitting and talking. We would always fall asleep under the bed there. Nobody said we weren't in the sukkah. Omar Reb Shimon. Well, I don't know. I know there was a maisa b'tavi avdosh Reb Gamliel. Now, a tavi obviously had a din of an eved. And he was sleeping there. Reb Gamliel was there with all the Rashivas and all the Gdelei Ador. Tavi is sleeping under the mita. So Reb Gamliel cracks a joke that Zakenim. He says, you look at this. This Tavi of mine is such a goyin, you should know. Why do you think he's sleeping under the mita? Not stam, he's sleeping under the mita. He holds that he's an Eved and therefore he's Potter Menasukah. And he holds that a Yoshin Takas HaMita is not Yaitse. So Mamela, he sleeps under the mita in order to express his din as an Eved. So Reitam Tavi Avdi, Hu Tamit Chacham, Yodea Shavani Pturim Menasukah, Lefichach Yoshenu Takat HaMita. But anyway, says Rabbi Shimon, but from that joke, Lefidarkeinu Lamadu, but meanwhile you see, from the way Reb Gamliel was saying it, so obviously there was a problem with sleeping underneath the mita. It's interesting, Tosis brings over here the Yerushalmi points out a contradiction that Lamaiset says that Tavi used to wear tefillin. He wore tefillin, and the Chachomim, nobody was ever makbir on it.
Rashi's daughter was
also. Okay. Maybe people were makbir on it. But nobody was ever mocked, but not goyim, he's an Eved. An Eved has a din of a Jew. So it asks, so then how come he was sleeping under the bed? They must have been upset that he was being in the sukkah. Why would he sleep under the bed? If he wears tefillin, what, he doesn't want to be yotze to the sukkah? What kind of funny comment is this from Gamliel? He knows he's potter min ha-sukkah. A guy who wears tefillin doesn't want to sit in the sukkah. So it must be that they didn't want him in the sukkah. So why did they tell him not to sleep in the sukkah, but it was okay for him to wear tefillin? So the Yerushalmi says the only reason he went under the bed is because the sukkah was so crowded that he didn't want an eved to take the place of somebody who wanted the Talmidei Chachamim. So the Adam already sit out of the sukkah. If that's the case, if he holds he's not being yotze, no, he wanted to hear what they were saying. So he had to keep up with the shir. So he went under the bed to keep up with the shir. Only afterwards. That's why most people who go to Shiurim are asleep, but they don't go there to sleep. but it means but Lamaisa, we were Yotze, and they never told us. Okay, a nice beginning. We'll meet in Yirtzeh Hashem to continue on Rosh Hashanah. No, not tonight, tomorrow. Okay, good job. Let's do the Chazar. Omer le Abaye, Yehachi, Rebbe Eliezer, Omer Achaz Ketana, Vachaz Gedela. Achaz Gedela, Vachaz Ketana, Miboyle. Ve'od, Ki Pli, Ki Begdolo, De Pli. And in fact, Rebbe Eliezer is Lechumra, not Lekula. The Tanya. Bakatzelot Hakanim, Begdolo, Misachachim, Ba, Rebbe Eliezer, Omer, Mena, Mekabela, Tuma, Misachachim, Ba. Ela Amr of Papa Biktana Kulayamalo Pligid is Tamil Shiva. Ki Pligid Bigdola. Tana Kama Sover Stam Gidola the Sikho. Probably as a Sover Stam Gidola Nami Lushkiva. Maya Sa'al Lushkiva de Kama Hikoma. Stam Asiata is always Lushkiva unless it's specifically Lusifo. Tan Rabbanan. Machatzela Chashifa Vishogemi Gidola Misachimba Ktana in Misachimba. Shokanim Vishokhilat. Gidula mesachachimba, aruga in mesachachimba. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shmuel Aviv, achadzo veachadzo mesachachimba, v'chin haya Rabbi Dosa, omer kedvarav. Tzan hatam, kol achotzalot metamim tamim, eitiv Rabbi Dosa. V'chachamim omrim midras. Midras, intam emet lo. Hanan tan kolam etam emidras v'tam etam emet. I mean, af midras. My chotzalot, omra v'avdim v'abduri, marzuvli. My marzuvli, omra baba mizabli. Reb Shimon ben Lakish omra machatzalot mamash. Oz v'esh lakish l'taymi, omra esh lakish v'ni kaparat v'priyo banam. Shibitchila kishinishtakhat ram Yisrael ala ezer mibavo v'yizda. Chazra v'nishtakfa ala hilel mibavel ababli v'yizda. Chazra v'nishtakfa alu Rabbi Chiyo banav v'yizdua. V'chein omar Rabbi Chiyo ubanav. Lo nechlaku Rabbi Dosa v'chafaka. By the way, why in the world we're not taking Rabbi Chiyo ubanav's Yisod HaTorah from the fact that he went around teaching Torah? I have no idea what's bothering the Ritva, but, you know. I mean, it's not saying that it's because of this halach he was supposed to be Yasi Torah. But there was old mice with Rabbi Chiya who would go around from town to town teaching Torah. It was Yasi Torah. I don't know why we don't want to just simply say that. So, but lo nechlekul Rabbi Dosa Chachomim machatzalot shel usha she'in tumeot v'shel tveria she'in tahorot ama nechlekul hashar mekamot mar sarvakim et aleka v'yati v'alav ki tveria damyan umar sarvakim et amakra v'yati v'alav ki usha damyan. Omar, call off what's a lot betami to me, mace to be Ravidosa. Votanya, Vachino, Ravidosa, Rakid Vorov, that they're kosher for Sikhuk. Lokasha, did the Gadanfa, the Letli Gadanfa. Maitve, Chotzalot, Sham, Vishal Gemi, Vishal Sak, Vishal Sapira, betami to me, mace to be Ravidosa, Vachomium or Afmidra. So now, let's see. I mean, if you hold not like Rish Lokish, and you're talking about Marzuvli, it makes sense. Sham and Gemi is Chazal Kinder the Pera. Sak, Sapira, Chazal Guki, Vitsani. But if you're talking about Bachatzalot, okay, Sak, Sapira, I understand, are okay for sunshades in your car and Afata. But Sham and Gemi? Lamai Chazal. Chazal is Ziyata. So again, question is Ziyata, whether it means just a flat surface or whether it means the it's a flat surface on top that you can use to hold things also. So it sinks. Okay, that's good for baskets and for sacks, but it's good for serving platters of fruit. Tani or Rebbe Chanani, kisharadati legolam atzati zaken echad, v'yomar li misachachim bubudya. I was shocked. V'kishabati etzal Rebbe Yoshua achi abba. He said he's right. On Rebbe Chistabal, of course, that's the let like a danfa. On Rula ani budit et v'nei b'chuzef. It wouldn't be for that kirshel ahed. Misachachim bu. Tani amiyachi. Misachachim bubudya. V'im yesh lam kir, ein misachachim behem. הישן תחת המיטה בסוכה לא יצא ידי חובתו, אמר רבי יהושע נוהגין היינו שינו שינים תחת המיטה בפני הזקנים ולא אמרו לנו דבר. אמר רבי שמעון, מעשה בתאווי, עבדו של רבי גמליאל, שהיה יושן תחת המיטה ואמר להם רבי לו, יסי, תאווי עבדי, הספיק תאם בכוחם, יודע שעבדים פטור מן הסוכה. לפיכך יושנו תחת המיטה, לפי דרכנו למדנו שהישן תחת המיטה לא יצא ידי חובתו.
Sabbat Joss had a new great grandson yesterday.
Oh, Mazata. I just want to add one additional point over here that is important to note throughout the Sugya. And that is, we've been ignoring the fact that there is a Gzeira Derabbanan of Tuma on flat eight surfaces that are used fundamentally in that way, for instance, cutting boards, rolling boards where you put on dough and so on. And the question is why we're ignoring all of that. I mean, why don't we talk about the machatzalot in terms of that derabbanan tuma, which would passel them for sichok? And why are we only looking for the gadanfa, which would turn them into a kli d'oraita? That's a bit of a problem. And Lamaisa Tosis addresses this, and he says it's only because machatzalot, if they're not made with a gadanfa, then are fundamentally meant to be used as covering kind of things and not as kalim, even when you use them as kalim. So there the rabbanan weren't gozer, because they're not the same thing as a cutting board. It isn't really a cutting board. You know, question today whether the ones that they make, which is very common, that they make for serve, what do you call it? To put your, it's just nice. Decoration to put under your placemat. So if you use it as a placemat, whether that would become a, certainly it's not meant to see from. So, you know, if you have a placemat, we're going to be no different would be, yeah, but that's because of Shechiva. I'm saying over here, for the other reason, just because it's the same as Daf Shom Nachtomim, would probably be problematic just for that, whatever din Tumah D'Rabbanan. So we shouldn't just assume that if there's no Gadanfa, we don't have to deal bechalal with any Tumah problems. Even though like, we know that it's not meant for Shechiva. So I'm going to say it's Tamei Midras, a placemat. Right? Okay. It's important.